At 5:49, time to take a look at Triple Team traffic. Hasn't been that bad this afternoon. What about now, Eric?
Well, it actually looks like those southbound slowings from South Salt Lake all the way down into Sandy. It's starting to break up a little bit. It's not a solid red line anymore. You do have some southbound slowing on Bangor Highway as you can move from West Valley City over into Taylorsville and 54 South. And I-80 eastbound still slow going past 1300 east, and that's we're not sure what's going on there, but it kind of looks like we got an accident on the overpass. The traffic below it for some reason is also slowing. Dave Meekum.
Once you get down to about the Bangor Highway on the south end of the Salt Lake Valley, that's where you get into the southbound delays. They're going to be in place all the way over the point down past 2100 North in Lehigh and closer to Lehigh Main Street before you break out of that and get back to freeway speeds on I-15. If you're northbound, still have those problems between American Fork and Lehigh Main Street. You're going to be on the brakes there till you get clear of Lehigh Main Street. The rest of Utah County in pretty good shape, though. Mark?
I'm afraid, still lengthy delays in Box Elder County, southbound I-15, basically from 750 North Willard Bay State Park down to South Willard, SR-126. That was a multi-vehicle crash that looked like it was clearing off to the right. Now, the Davis County delays are still slow, but nothing unusual between Highway 89 and Layton Hills Mall area. Highway 89 still has spotty delays from just past the split on up towards SR-183, but it's not solid the whole way. Visit Bassett Furniture's remodeling sale going on now, half off all dining tables, beds and accent chairs and recliners with minimum purchase of $1,500. Visit your local Bassett Furniture for details. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.